we're now moving on to the next section, the last major issue here, which is the Machlokes Rishonim. What happens if you've been kona the chefetz beforehand? If you've been kona before the mitzvah enters the picture, and we're defining it kind of vaguely, I don't want to define it more precisely now, the details might be subject to some machlokes, but if before the mitzvah has entered the picture, you were kona the chefetz agazel, so is it still going to be a problem of mitzvah ba'bevera, it's already puzzled, mishum mitzvah ba'bevera, or not? So here we have a major machlokes Rishonim. Many Rishonim, and I think foremost the Ri, assume that if you've been kona before the mitzvah, so then for sure there's no problem of mitzvah of avera. This is also the position of the Ramban and the Machamos here and in Bava Kamma, the Rashba and Gittin and Hebez, the Ra'ad and Ritva and the Miri, all here. This is, they all agree with this position that if you've been kona lifnei ha-mitzvah, before the mitzvah enters the picture, then there's no problem mitzvah of avera. And what compelled them was really a textual problem, and that was something I think we discussed this when we initially discussed the Ritva. Which is that the implication of the Gemara Bava Kamma and Samaches is that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yeish Kedi Eino Kone. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is that the Chiv Dal Vehei, if you're Toveach Mocher, something that you've stolen, that's Bein Lifnei Yeish, Bein La'achar Yeish. It's whether or not you did the Tvicha before or after Yeish. And the Gemara, on that very daf even, implies that this position at least has some say quite explicitly that this position can only be understood, it can only be accepted if you hold Yesh Kedi Eino Kona, because if Yesh Kedi Kona, so then Shalom Tovech, Shalom Mocher, he's just shechting his own property, so how could that be a Chiyuv Dal Behe? Must be that it's not Kona, it's still therefore not his, and if he's Tovech Mocher, it's a continued stage which he could then become Chiyuv Dal Behe for. Okay, so you see the Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Yesh Kedi Eino Kona. So What is it, the Gemara here, when it says, HaKanya B'yesh, so what does it mean? So they reinterpret the Gemara, what it means is, Rabbi Yochanan is saying here, this is all these Rishonim that I just mentioned, Rabbi Yochanan is saying here, HaKanya B'yesh, either, even the Gersa doesn't have to be B'yesh, or it's just Lavdavka, Yesh alone, it's HaKanya B'yesh V'shin Rishus, or Yesh V'shin Rishim, which you have in the context of Hekdesh, because it'll become either Rishus Gavoa, it'll go from Rishus Hedja to Rishus Kavoa, or if you let's say you think it's Machlokes Rishonim, that's not actually, at least in certain cases of Hekdesh, that would not be considered a Shinui Rishus because it's still Turah Deruvin. It's Shinui Hashem. It's gone from Chulin to Hekdesh. Okay, so that's what the Gemara is saying. All right, but then you have a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that you have Amoraim in the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Samach Zayin, proving from the fact that you cannot be Yotze, that a korban, an animal that you've stolen, I'm sorry, that an animal that you've stolen is pasul akrava even after Yeyush, that you have them proving from that the Yeyush in a kona, including Ulo's Talmud Muvak of Rabbi Yochanan, right? And in fact, what's Ula's raya that's actually the din? The exact pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan here brings. That it says, right, Vesim was gazel was a pseach, gazel dimit a pseach, there's no takana even after Yesh. Right? So you see, well, why would that be? It must be the Yesh and a kona. So the question becomes, well, that doesn't, why, how is that compelling at all? If what we're saying is that, there's a, let me say this way. Even if one had been kona lechora, B'yeyush, you would still be pasul mishum mitzvah ba'bevera. After all, according to these Rishonim, you actually are kone here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, b'yeyush v'shinu rishus, or yeyush v'shinu hashem, right? They just add that in. And nonetheless, it's pasul. Why? Because that's a din, a mitzvah ba'bevera. So, and especially we're learning it from this pasuk, what this pasuk tells you is mitzvah ba'bevera. So that's true even if yeyush k'dikana, right? So how does that... How can you possibly prove from this pasuk, this din, the fact that an animal which has been hukdash, a stolen animal which has been hukdash is pasul the akrava? How can you possibly prove from that yesh kedi eino kona, even having it been kona, would be misal ba'bevera? So they all answer, the Ri, the Ramban, the Ritva, they all answer that no, had yesh kedi been kona, so then there would be no problem of mitzvah ba'bevera. Why? Because being kona before the mitzvah enters the picture, so that resolves the issue. There's no mitzvah ba'bevera afterwards. That's not within the parameters of mitzvah ba'bevera. Mitzvah ba'bevera is specifically If there's if the kinyan only occurs, the kinyan gum where this is, right? The gazim actually owns it only after the mitzvah is already entered the picture. So when hekdesh, in the case of hekdesh, which is associated with the mitzvah of akrava, so at that point, if you're kone behekdesh, so that's already after the mitzvah is already in the picture. Then you have a problem with mitzvah bavera. But if you're kone beforehand, beyeyush, so then there'll be no issue. Right? And this is what they say, the Tosafot of the Ritva, they use this to explain the sugyas on Lamed, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and also Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. In particular, they say, and this is the explanation for the fact that if, in the case of a Vankri, right, Rav Huna says to the Avankri that you can, right, these merchants that are buying wholesale, I guess, these, you know, lulavim from the producers of these lulavim, right, the people who grow them. So he says to them, listen, stam case here, the minastam, these people are gazlanim, it's probably not their karka, they probably didn't pay for whatever. Don't cut it yourself. Let them cut it, and then you'll get it from them, and then you can be konet b'shin rishus, right? Now, if you assume that, okay, so they'll konet b'shin rishus, but, let me clarify, meaning it'll be yeyush b'yad, because it's not karka, even if the bialim were misyash, but karka and exels, therefore, in this case, we're saying there's no yeyush, there's no yeyush, it's still totally, entirely, ki'ilu, it's lefnei yeyush, rishus ha'nigzal. If you were to take it, then it would become yeyush b'shuscha. That's already going to be a problem of lachem, of a mitzvah of aver, possibly. Let them take it. It'll be yeyush b'yadehem, and you can be konet, and the avankri themselves can actually be konet from them, be yeyush b'shin rishus, and you won't have a problem. And the Gemara even says, well, let's say let them take it first, let them get it from the bialim. It'll be, the assumption is that you won't be konet yet, and they'll then be kona b'yeyush v'shinu hashem, right? If you have or shinu maisa, if you have an eged, or if it becomes a hoshana, those, if you have a shinui, that could also enable them to be kona. And the answer is in a chinami, it would be able to then be kona, and let me clarify, it would be able to be kona, and they'd be yotze with it, but it actually is not a shinui because there's just no shinu maisa here, there's no shinu hashem. So the whole sugi here is, seems to be going along the lines, well, if you're kone, it won't be a problem then, there won't be any problem, you can be yotze with it. And the Balmor, right, says, from here you see that we don't pass the mitzvah over there. So the answer that the Tosos provide is, no, that the reason, what's the reason here? That there's no problem mitzvah over there, because in all these cases, if you would have been kone, you would have been kone lifnei, the mitzvah, before the mitzvah entered the picture. Right? And therefore, there's no problem. That's exactly the point. Okay? And they also, right, I'm sorry, an additional point is the fact that Gozal Eitzim, Vesichik Behem, the Tosos here doesn't mention it, but I think in other places they do, and the river does, the fact that Gozal Eitzim Vesichik Behem on Lamed Aleph and Aleph, which is Kone Mishum Takanas Meirish, 2 days in Rashi, but I generally assume it's Kona Mishum Tekanas Meirish Tekanas Hashavim, right? That you don't. We want to make it easy, pave the way. This is right. Besides me, tshuva, so it's a good topic for now, right? That we want to make it easy for people who want to be doing tshuva. If you've stolen a beam and now it's your castle's built upon that beam, so you're just gonna say forget it. It's not worth it. So we say no. You can keep it. You're Kona Mitekana Derabanan Tekanas Meirish Tekana Mishum in order to make pave the way for those who are Shavim, and you'll just be Chayav Mama. So, why is there no problem here also? The Balmor uses this sugya too to prove there's no issue. We don't pass the mitzvah over there. So the answer again is because here the kinyan was before the mitzvah. Okay? All right. Several other Rishonim, however, and we'll see that in the Ravid, it actually starts not with Rishonim, but with Rabbeinu Hanano. In the Ravid, it's not in the Makoros that I managed to get at before. But if we don't get to it now, it'll be next time. But the Ravid, this is the Ravid in Hasagos on the Rif in Gittin. The Sugya in Gittin is the Nunheim and Beis. I don't remember what the Dapim and the Rif are. But it's most explicitly associated with Rabbeinu Tam, clearly associated with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, he's cited not here in this Tosos, but right is but he's the same Tosos, the same Re is cited in as a contrast to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is cited in several Tosos in Bava Kamma, in Gittin and Hamid Beis as well. The Tosos cite that Rabbeinu Tam had a different answer to this question. Rabbeinu Tam had a different take regarding all this. Tosos Bava Kamma says Zayin Olal Dibur Maskel Amar Ula. So Rabbeinu Tam says that no. We see from a number of Gemaras, primarily one of them is here, right? The Yesh Kidikani, the Gemara says Yesh Kani, and therefore there's a promise above there. Rather, Yesh, so Rabbeinu Tam actually held, like a number of others, that Yesh Kidikani, for sure for Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbeinu Tam seems like it's a halacha, the only exception is Linyan Mitzvah Babavera, basically. Linyan Mitzvah, it's as if you're not Kona. Or Linyan Mitzvah, it actually won't work for you. He actually says that it won't be Chal, the Hekdish, because of problems having to do with creating a korban, which is in a rally the Pesach HaLamoit. But basically, Yesh Kidikani and Aval Pichein, it's just when the Rabbeinu Tam accepts that all these other cases, all these other places we find that people saying Yesh, like Ula, for instance, Yesh Anakona, he interprets that to mean Anakona just Linyan, because just Linyan Mitzvah Bavera.
So why is
Mitzvah?
It's meaning that so Mitzvah Bavera down to lack of Kinyan.
What? No. He means that it's puzzle. You are Kona, but it's puzzle. The language is a little bit strange, and this is true. I mean, this Rabbeinu Tam says Eino Kona, it doesn't really mean Eino Kona, but just in terms of, you see that I think Rabbeinu Tam was sensitive to that a little bit. He the way it's explained in Rishonim is that that it's because of the fact that it's Eino Roy the Pesach HaLamoed, it's actually Eino Kona in the sense that it's not Chal. There's no Korban in that case.
Lulav.
So it's as if he wasn't Kona. What?
For Lulav.
He doesn't say specifically about Lulav, but meaning all those contexts are talking about Korban. All those cases where they say Yesh Kedi and a Kona, Ula says from the Pasuk, the fact you can't bring Korban, Yesh Kedi and a Kona, he says that just it means specifically, Yesh Kedi and a Kona means specifically that he's not Yotze with it because of Mitzvah Baba Vero. So it's as if it's not his.
I mean, he mentions the rule of Inola Kamehense for Yasha as like a riot for this.
Right, no. What I'm saying is the language of Eino Kone, that Yesh Kedi Eino Kone. I don't know. The language of Yesh Kedi Eino Kone in the Gemara is that you're bothered by correctly, I think, is only ever mentioned in this. What?
Oh, it's like a free version. It didn't like record. Oh, that's so schwer. Well,
I have. That's all right. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's just that the language part of it, the fact that it says Yesh Kedi Eino Kone. So again, I'm not making it up. He says the B'chol Makom Yesh Kone Rak the Inyan Korban Mishum Davi Mitzvah Bavera. That's what he says, right? Maybe Raya V'chulei V'chulei. He brings a Raya. The fact, yeah, I'm saying. Elavada the chomili moda ula the yesh kani raklin and a karva lachi parach mitana v'chule v'chule. So that's the point. Again, the language, it's not what he, how you, this reading of yesh kedi and a kona in these gemaras as meaning it's kona, but there's a still psul. That's Rabbeinu Chananel explicitly as well. We'll see that at some point. But the igar point is that he read this gemara kipshuto here, that it's yesh kedi kani. So what you see from Rabbeinu Tam is, even if you're Kona beforehand, right? I mean, you stole it a year ago, right? Even if you're Kona beforehand, it's still going to be Pasul Mishum Mitzvah Babavera. And the truth is that Rabbeinu Tam is not alone, not even even aside from Rabbeinu Chananel. First of all, the Baal Mor clearly accepted this assumption, that Mitzvah Babavera, the Psul, that if you have it, so apostles, even after you've already been Kone, because he assumed that, he then had some, strong questions, some good rayas that we don't pask in this halacha, because in all these cases where you're Kone, and it was before the mitzvah lechora, you have the Gemara doesn't say anything, it's no problem. If you were Kone, then Echinami could be Yotze with it. What about, I mean, if it's the Konas Merish, as an example, so, and what about the problem of mitzvah b'avera? So he doesn't say, no, this isn't Mitzvah Bavera. He says, no, it is Mitzvah Bavera. Gemashulam, we don't paskin like mitzvah b'aver. We don't paskin shitas Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The truth is, he doesn't interpret Rabbi Yochanan. He doesn't interpret all those other gemaras about yesh kedin nekana as referring only to l'inyan hakrava. He understands those gemaras that's shitas Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso. This is shitas Rabbi Yochanan, and this is just Rabbi Yochanan presenting the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Bar Yochai. L'shitas Rabbi Yochanan, there's a different reason you're not. This is pasul because it's not actually shacha. But l'shitas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you actually, there is a kinyan here. Alpha pichain, it's going to be pasul mishum mitzvah babavera. The point, the principle being, you have a psul mitzvah babavera even after the kinyan. And given that that's the case, the Baal Mor is free to reject, to bring a number of proofs from that we don't pasul mishum mitzvah babavera from the fact that there are a number of these cases where we say, as long as you were kona, you would have been yotze. And all these cases seem to be cases where this is before the mitzvah end of the picture. So in other words, so just to clarify, so first of all, the Baal Mor specifically mentions from the fact that the Avankri could have been Yotze had there been a Kinyan B'Shinui Hashem or Shinui Maisa, that is a proof that we passed against Mitzvah B'Avera. That would have been, I mean, it's true they were Konem Shinui Maisa Shinui Hashem, but Afa Pichain should have been Mitzvah B'Avera. He also mentions the fact that Gozal Eitzim V'Sichich Behen, where you're Konem Shinui Takanas Meirish, this too should have been Pasul Mishum Mitzvah B'Avera. And he implies this is the case also regarding Kinyan B'Yesh for the reason I just said, which is that Rabbi Yochanan, he thinks that the Gemara, and Rabbi Yochanan presented the Gemara here, really is presenting a Shita that Yesh Kedikani, and it's possible Mishum Mitzvah B'Avera. Okay. The truth is that Rashi also, in some measure, agreed with this. You can see that at least the one approach in Rashi, because when he quotes the Gemara here in the Sugya of Ankri, so he says, what is Rav Huna's problem? Why shouldn't you be you be chotechet yourself? So Rashi presents one possibility is because yeish kedi eino kone, and therefore if you were to take it now, it wouldn't be kone. You'd take it first, and then there would be a kinyan. I'm sorry, then you wouldn't be kone, right? Mishum lachem, right? Sorry. That the problem is, yesh kedin kone, the problem is here that it's just not mamoncha, it's not lachem. If you take it, so then it's there's no kinyan, right? It's bisura asaliyatcha, yesh kedin eno kone, so it wouldn't be kone for you. Once there's yesh, it won't be yours. Inami, even if you hold yesh kedin kani, Rashi says it would still be a problem of mitzvah b'avera. So it sounds like here again, the guy would have been kone, and we're talking about, 10 days before Sukkot, Lechora, right? So he buys it. Then there's Yeish. Rashi says, even if you hold Yeish Dikani, and therefore there's no problem of Lechem, but it will be a problem of Mitzvah B'Avera. So it's clear from Rashi as well. And the truth is that, I didn't cite it here, Yerayim also, it's Meduah from the Yerayim. If you look at the Yerayim, Simin Tav Chaf Beis, so he implies very clearly that he agrees with this as well. All right, so the question is, how do we understand this? So I think what we want to do is really analyze this question in light of the three different approaches regarding the question, what is a mitzvah b'avera? The parameters of mitzvah b'avera in terms of the relationship between the mitzvah and the avera. All right, what? All right, so I think we would say as follows, just analyzing this question. If we take the Ritva / Meiri approach, right, mitzvah b'avera, what is a mitzvah b'avera? It's a mitzvah which is misayaya b'avera, and specifically it's misayaya b'kinyan hagazlan. If doing a mitzvah, or if the very fact that there is a mitzvah here, is what enables the gazlan to be kone the chefza, so that's what mitzvah b'avera is. It's mitzvah b'hamiviyah avera. And by the way, derech agav, I think that if you look at the chiddush ha'ra here, it's clear where the Ritva got this from the ra'ah. Also, derech agav, the Ran cites this. I think this is actually how it came to the Shulchan Aruch. Because he had the Ran. The Ran al Arif cites the Ritva's Siyua. He doesn't do it quite as persistently as the Ritva, but I think it is clear from the back to the just having a side point. When you talk about Kar Gezula, I think it is very likely that he doesn't mean the Chetza approach. He means that it's not a mitzvah misayaya because it's already there's no kinyan here. B'chal. But in any event, if you take that Shita, so then what? What do you think? That follows necessarily that you'll agree with the Ri. In fact, they unveil this point precisely in explaining their shita that what is mitzvah b'avera is mitzvah b'avera. Therefore, it doesn't apply in cases where you already koneh beforehand, right? So the re is not just some sort of, it happens to be. This is an essential part of their theory, and they have to say the re because if you've already been koneh, so then there's no mitzvah miseyeh anymore. So that clearly follows. They couldn't accept she disobeyed a tam. All right. What about the ravid? Whoa, I was, yeah, that what? Oh, so that I think is not generally. I was going to argue that very strongly that you could say that, but the question, I mean, let's put it this way again. The Ravid's approach is that it's veves with guzzle has a chetz shalavera puzzle. You can't have a chetz shalavera be employed for a mitzvah. So then, let's just put it this way. What is the issue then? The issue becomes what happens to a shein guzzle b'chetza. What happens to the shein guzzle upon the chetza once the gazlan is koneh? So here, I think. With all due respect to Adam, that the simplest thing to say here is that once you're koneh, the shein gzela is paka. Right? Once it's his, it's his. It's no longer gzela. Veheshav's gzela doesn't apply anymore. Once it's his, he owns it. It's shalo tovech, shalo mocher. It's not defined anymore as gzula biyado. He has a chi of damim. Right? You know, the gzela now sort of resolves itself as a chi of damim. So he has a chov that he has to pay to the bailim. But as far as this ban is concerned, now it's just his. It's his like anything else. It's no different than any other chavitz he owns. This lechora is reflected in the Ravid himself. He says with regard to two places. First, with regard to Takanas Meirish on Guzzle Eitz Masich Ben. What's his answer to the Balmor's question? He says, "Vehechad the Guzzle Eitz Nami Ein Ala Eitz Halalu Achshav Shem Zula Ein Loel Demei Eitz Bavat." There's no Shem Zula. You own this thing. It's now yours. And he says, "V'halchi yisib Yerushalmi." And what do you find in the Yerushalmi? Per Gimel Halacha Aleph. So the way the Ravid's understanding this Yerushalmi is the way I think a lot of Rishonim did, which is that the Gemara is dealing here with the psul. It doesn't mention it, but it's the problem of psul mitzvah babei avera. And it says, if you look at towards the end, ma pligin b'shegazlu mishufa avam gazlu v'shifehu. You do something to it which changes it. The shinya ma'isa of some sort. Damim hu chayav lo. So he's only chayav. He's koneh b'shinui, and therefore he's chayav damim. And therefore what? So the Ravid's understanding what the Gemara is saying is, and therefore, there's no problem in mitzvah ba be'vera. So it's explicit in Yerushalmi. Okay. and yet, I think that there's what to wonder about here. I think perhaps this isn't quite the case. And we'll see, come back to the Ravid afterwards. But just at least misvara, one could have certainly disagreed, I think, entirely. And as far as the Ravid's concerned, we'll come back to it. But I think it's possible to have thought that even after the Kinyan, the Shein Gzula persists. Even if he's koneh and now it's his in Lagamri, there's still a shein guzzle. And I think, in terms of just why, how, in what way does that make sense to say that shein gzula persists, I think here that we could say this in one of two, just broadly speaking, two variations, two possibilities. One is to say that even if it's fully shalo, even echinami really is his, Lagamri. But the history hasn't been forgotten. Right? It's not like it's just any other neches. We know where this came from. It still carries with it the identification as a chevitz guzzle. What would a nafkamina be? Presumably we'd want to see some other nafkamina besides just mitzvah b'aveira, although it isn't impossible to say. Maybe it's only something which really manifests itself that we still consider, we still remember where this came from in mitzvah b'aveira, but we'll see a potential nafkamina later, probably not the Skabura, but in the context of Rabbeinu Peretz in the Gemara Bava Kama. What?
Yeah, okay,
but I think probably the better way to say this is, no, it's not that even if it's fully shalo, it's history still hasn't been forgotten. No, rather it's still a guzzle because it's actually not really fully shalo. Now, there are two expressions in Rishonim, two models in Rishonim of this notion that a gazlan is koneh a chefza, bekinyan, so it isn't really fully shalo. One is the Ramban, and it's a fascinating Ramban, it's a crucial Ramban in a number of sugyas, one of them being relation between Yesh B'Gzela and Yesh B'Aveda, which we'll get to. This is just one premise you can pick out from the Ramban. You, in order to make sense of it, you have to realize this is what he's saying. Premise for us, which is relevant, is that the Ramban believes that the Chiyuv Damim, in the case of Yesh B'Gzela, Leman Damar Yesh Kedikani, the Chiyuv Damim is a function of, it's a Shir B'Kinyan. It's a function of the fact that Yesh isn't really Kone Legamri. The way he says it, it's only Kone Legufo, but not Ledamav. So it's Eino Kokach Kinyan. The truth is that I said it here in the Mikaros sheet. The Ranim of Metzia has just for our purposes a clearer formulation of this point, of this premise. He says, "Hani mila gzela greda shel olam ena niknes kokach shelo yehi mechuyav v'ashavas demeha." Hilchach ki makzir gzelo damim mekayim le'lase. Even not the, he's talking about now the fact that you can be kayim le'lase, but the point is, it's not a full kinyan.
It's only with
the amanda amar yesh kona. Well, yesh the amanda amar yesh kedi eno kona. It's not a kinyan bechlal. He's saying that even if you hold, he's saying that he's trying to explain a sheet in the Gemara. Bav Metzios. We've discussed it, actually, the shita that the line of Rav Yudaigon that Matan Ba'ami Hud Yadulei, that if you take the Rosh Sedlosh Nafla and you take it Amanasa Gozla, and then the guy was Miyayish, Rav Yudaigon has a line in there in the Gemara, Matan Ba'ami Hud Yadulei, the Rabbanan took that to mean that you actually aren't Mikayim Mitzvah Sashav, and he tried to explain why that would be. We'll get to that, but what's important for us is just part of the explanation involved this proposition, that Yeyush B'Gzela is not a full Kenyan. The fact that you're Chayiv Damim is a reflection of it's not being a full Kenyan. The way I think you would view this is you don't actually own the value of this Chavetz Bechlal. You still have to pay it to him, because while you own, in a sense, the Gufa Adavar, but the value of it you don't own. So that's what's represented by the fact that you're Chayiv Damim. I think there's parallels to that idea in other contexts, but we're not getting to that now. We'll get to that when we get to Yesh B'Gzela Aveda. But that's one expression in Rishonim, the Ramban there, saying L'man Yom Yesh Kidikani, it's not really a full Kenyan, reflected by the fact that there's a Chiv Damim here. That's because you don't actually own the value. I think the more extreme Shita is the Shita Saravid. This one will wake you up. This is the Shita Saravid in Bava Kama. And Mitzasi L'Chaver. Which I'll show you. But the background is the Mishnah, a very troubling Mishnah Gemara in Magoza Bazar. The Mishnah in Bava Kama, Kuvida Aleph, just says that if you have a case of Nutla Mochsin, so some officials of some sort that just take things from people, sometimes it's unlawful, and therefore it's just Gezel. Nutla Mochsin o Chamorov, Nutla Chamor Acher. So if Moches, an official, does this, he takes your Chamor, then later on he says, you know what, here, I'll give you a Chamor back. And it's not your Chamor. Harei Lushalo, you can keep it. It's yours. Why? Because the initial bailim that this moches took from, he was already misyayish. Okay, this makes sense. I mean, it's not just yayish here, right? We have also shin rishus, right? The moches maybe wasn't kona because of yayish kedig eino kona, but the you should be kona. Okay. Then you have the brisa. The Gemara just cites it. Tana im natal machzir lebailim harishonim. Yes, he returns it. Kasavar yayish kedi lokani. Okay, then there's the Lashon Basa, which we'll come back to afterwards. But this line here is extremely problematic. What does that mean? Rashi happens to say right there that this Brisa is actually cholik on the Mishnah. He believes that he's not kone. Right? Okay, a lot of Rishonim didn't assume that we should just take it as a given that the Gemara is presenting a Brisa and is actually coming to be cholik on this Mishnah without making that clear. But regardless, what is the brisa? What's the explanation for this brisa? I mean, here you have a yesh v'shini rishus. Why would you be machzir l'bailim rishonim? Right? So rishonim all struggle with this. There are different answers given. Happens to be the Tosafot Ritz gives a number of different explanations. Kedarka b'kodesh. The one he finally, one of the ones he finally settles on is mikan. You find out, it emerges that there's actually shita that holds yesh v'shini rishus is not kone. This brisa in echinami is cholik on the Mishnah, like Rashi. And what's the explanation for it? Yesh v'shini rishus is in kone. They don't agree. That's something you don't know otherwise, that there is such a daya. The Rid is aware of that. He says, this is what you see from this Gemara. Other Shonim give different explanations. Most of them assume that the Brais is in fact not cholik on the Mishnah, that shini rishus is kone. Yesh v'shini rishus. And here you indeed do have a kinyan, and this is what the Mishnah is expressing, you do have a kinyan due to shini rishus, and the Brais actually agrees with this. So what does the Brais mean? So here you have just mentioned two variations. The Ramban himself in Machamos says Machzir means let's say Sidei Shemayim. The Mishnah is saying you're Kona, that's Meikar Din, that's Bidini Adam. But if you want to be Machzir, Yotzei Sidei Shemayim, B'derech Tshuva says the Ramban, and there's maybe some nuances there within let's say Sidei Shemayim, it's Xos. But if you want to be Machzir, let's say Sidei Shemayim, so that's what we're talking about here. It doesn't say, the Ramban says, it doesn't say Machzir, it says Machzir, right? If I'm, the imbalat says Yishmaim Machzir LeBayim Rishonim. The Halak Tani Mishalim. I'm sorry. No, he's Mdaik. It doesn't say Mishalim LeBayim Rishonim. It says, it doesn't say Chayav LaHachzir. Ela Machzir, meaning Bedarch Shuva. Okay, that's just another expression. What does the Ravid say? The Ravid gives a different trap. The Ravid says, and the Ilma Yishakasav LaYa Efshal LaOmro says On Nirali Dechi Katani B'Masis Nareilu Shalo. What does that mean when it says the Mishnah says that it's Shalo? Lomar De Lo Mafki By The Mine Below Dami. What that means is that the person who's getting this back from the Mochus and he finds it isn't his donkey is Kona B'yeyesh V'shin Rishus. What that means that he's Kona is that he doesn't have to simply give it back gratis. He's Kona L'inyan that he gets Damim. But if the Bailim, but if he knows who the initial Bailim is, Bidamim miha mi baile la dure. He has to give it back. As long as the guy is willing to pay for it, he has no choice. He must return this item, Bidamim. Now, just as Derech Agav, the Beis Yosef cites this imprecisely. We have a different girsa, it seems. As something much less challenging, not aval bedamim miha mibay ladure. It says aval damim miha mibay ladure. That he's chay. In which case,
the Ramban, basically.
What?
Like the Ramban and Tzim, like
but yeah. But the Ramban about leman damar yesh kedikani. That's probably how we would interpret this, right? But the Ravid doesn't say. The Ravid is saying something much more radical, which is he can't keep the item. And the Rashba cites his Ravid, and he notes the Ravid really goes to this. But he has this problem. This is the Rashba in Bava Kama there. Adayin Tzarech Talmud, the Yeish Vashin Rishus Bekuli Talmud, Mashman, the Kani Lagamri, Kinyan Aguf. Dilo, so what's his Raya? Our Sugya. And not because of Mitzvah Bava Vivera, the Sugya Vavankri. Not, the issue isn't that Mitzvah Bava Vivera. So that you can have right? Just forget mitzvah. He doesn't even mention mitzvah. It's just not lachem even for the Ravid. Now the truth is, the Rashba here is going he's taking a very particular interpretation of the Ravid, and it's pretty extreme. The Rashba's interpretation of this Ravid is that he's bechlal not kona the guf achevitz in any way, for any period of time. He's sort of only kona it as a method of, what does it mean kona? It really just means that he's kona damim. He owns the dmei achevitz. It's almost the exact opposite then of the Ramban, right? But he's kona in the sense he owns something here, the dmei achevitz you might say. He doesn't actually own the guf achevitz. And if that's the case, it's not good enough for lulav. So how is it that even with the yesh v'shin rishus, you'd be yotzi with it, it's not lachem? There's no reason at all, I think, to assume that the Ravid meant that there's no kinyan aguf bechlal. The Rashba, first of all, the Rashba is the one who throws in kein mashkon. There's also a question about mashkon, just in terms of, if you hold Rabbi Yitzchak, balkon of kodin mashkon, so that's an issue. To what extent you are the bialim on the mashkon. But either way, the Ravid doesn't even say mashkon. I think it's much more likely, just for the Ravid himself, to understand that the Ravid thinks you have a kinyan aguf here, but that's only so long as you don't receive the damim. It's yours, but not legamri, such that you can keep it willy-nilly. You cannot keep it willy-nilly. The Torah requires you to relinquish this chevetz bedamim. You have to return it to the bialim, medim, 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 medim. So it's yours to some extent. If you have a kinyan aguf to some extent. It manifests itself in the fact that when you return it, you can get damim for it. But you have to return it, right? You don't get to keep it. You have to return it as long as he's willing to pay damim. Now, returning to the issue of mitzvah of avera. So if you assume, let's say, the shita saravid, that gazlan akona b'yesh v'shin rishus is chayv to be master that chayvitz b'damim, so I think it's pashut, right? It's b'yesh b'kuska. It's always hard to say that. That the chetza is still defined as gzula. I mean, that's exactly the point. B'yesh v'zgzela. You have a chiyuv v'yesh v'zgzela on this item. Amnam, you kone it to the extent that he doesn't get it gratis, he has to pay you for it. But this is part of Eishvah Zegzela. It belongs ultimately, in a sense, to the Bailim HaRishonim, such that you still actually have a chiv to return it. Again, bedamim, but you have a chiv to return it. So obviously it's still going to be, I think, defined as gzula. So if that's so then lechora, even with Eishvah Shin Rishus, it'll be Pasim Mishmitzvah Bavera, because it's Eishvah Mitzvah Gaz. Now, even if you take the less extreme version of the Ramban regarding Yeush, that you get to keep the item, but it's not fully yours in the sense that you don't really own the value of the chayvitz, and therefore you actually, that's the reason you have to pay damim. Again, that's his explanation of the chiv damim b'yeush. It, I think, makes sense to assume that if that's the case, so then it's also going to be considered still, defined as still a shem gzula. If it were really shalom and not the chayvitz a guzzle, things that belong to you fully. You don't know people for the fact that you own them. So the fact that you're chayav bedamim as a shiur bekinyan, meaning that it's a reflection of the fact that you don't fully own this thing, you don't own the damim. So lechora, we would say there too, clearly, the shein guzzel persists. That would be possible. The truth be told, I think one could wonder, if you had a chiva, let's say deshamayim, let's say, according to Rabban's view in Bava Kama, in the Machamas there, they have a chiva, let's say deshamayim, maybe that's enough to have it be a shein guzzel. And the truth is, I think, if you look very closely in the Rabban here, Machamas, he was uncertain about this very point. You had to read it closely, but I think it's clear he started with one assumption regarding this point, and then he ends up, in our context, with another. Because if you look at the Machamas here, when he quotes the Baal Mor, so he first addresses, I think the Ramban assumed at the outset, he started out assuming, that the Chiyuv Lahachzir, Latzei Seyed Shemayim, means that it is still Zula. Let me just clarify. The Ramban could hold, like the Ravid, about its problem of the Chetzer Shel Aveira being Zula, but he doesn't have to, and therefore it could be that it's reflecting the finding it as Zula, but it doesn't have to be. But my point is just, the Ramban was mistopic about the question of whether or not the fact that there's still Chiyuv Latzei Seyed Shemayim means that it'll be a mitzvah b'aveira. In our terms, it would mean that within the Ravid's approach, we would say it's still defined as Gzula. So if you just take a look at the Ramban, assumed at first that it would be a problem. Therefore, if you notice, he answers the Avankri question with a different answer. He gives an answer which requires his own analysis, which is that it's the Gzela here was Gzela, you saw it? Mi'ena Yehudi. And therefore, there won't be a problem mitzvah b'aveira. That's a separate, we'll mention that briefly. But that's a separate issue, why that should answer the question. Is it because Gazal in Yehudi is Shari? The vast majority assume not. Particularly since Rav Huna is the Mar d'Shmaisa, that Gazal Hakam is Zasser. So that's probably not what he means, but for some reason there's no mitzvah Bavera, okay. But that's his answer that he gives for that. What's the answer that he gives for Meirish, for Gazal Eitzim Masechet Ben? Look what he says. In this case, he gives you the answer that since he's already been koneh, it's no longer a problem. But look what he says. He specifically, first of all, he posits that this is the case. It makes sense that you don't even have a chiva to return it, the bet in itself. Because of that, there's no problem it's above there. Meaning, even just having the chiva latzei seyed shemayim to return it, that already would make it a problem of Avera. If this is within the world of the Ravid, that means it's still a Shem Zula, even just that. But I think if you notice, he retreats from this point, because he cites, just if you follow it, I'm not going to do it inside right now, but he then cites the Yerushalmi, the very Yerushalmi that the Ravid admit, that this is true of Shinoi, that once you've been Koneh B'Shinoi, so in the Meitz Mavad, the assumption being you've already been Koneh, so then he already says, all right, you know what? It's not an issue. Just I think his assumption was maybe there's a chiyuv latzei seyed shemayim for shinui as well, but once he sees from the Gemara that from the Yerushalmi that this is the answer for shinui too, namely once you've been koneh and you only have a chiyuv damim, so that already is going to be, you know, that excludes it from the psul mitzvah b'aveira, right? The shidus hari. He says this is actually going. He doesn't say it so clearly, but now he goes back to the answer. That, you know, that's actually the reason. Forget the fact that it's Gezel Meinu Yehudi. The actual answer is because you've been koneh beforehand. So the Ramban, I think it's clear he shifted on this point. Whether or not a chilas is rhyme. Again, within our terms, we would say the question is whether or not a chilas is rhyme. If you have a chavitz, which is maker than yours, but any other, it's yours like anything else. But you have a chilas is the shemayim, so does that make it a shem zula still? Now, returning to the Ravid, what does he himself hold? So we saw that explicit, he holds this shita that, like the Re, that once you're koneh, there's no problem anymore regarding Takanas Meirish. He also cites Yerushalmi reprovingly regarding Shinui. So maybe one could have said, just based on those, so he goes straight with the Re and the Ramban, right? He believes, across the board, anytime the Gazlan is koneh, for any reason, before the mitzvah, so Paka Shem Zula, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Behevesim Sagazel won't be a problem, right? But I have serious doubts that this makes sense. First, regarding Yeish Rishin Rishus, I don't think he can say that. At least L'shitaso in Bava Kama that you're Chayav L'Hafsir Achevis B'damim. Again, I think if you say that, you cannot say that this is Paka Shem Zula. You can't keep this item. Even if it's Shachas, so that answers the Lachem question. But Vevesim is a guzzle, I think. Right? No? Moreover, regarding other Kinyanim, Yesh Ladin. First of all, it's not entirely clear from the Ravid in Bava Kamma. He doesn't actually mention it at all. Whether or not Lishitaso there, he thinks that this is true also of Yesh. If you hold Yesh Kedi Kani, maybe that means that it's only that you get to keep the Dhamin, but you still have a Chiv to return the item itself. But even if you assume that it isn't so, that's not true. You actually get to keep the item. Maybe the Ravid will agree to one of the other formulations. Maybe they'll agree with the Ramban that the fact that you're chayv bedamim is a reflection of the fact that it's not fully yours, or maybe the fact that you're chayv lots is a dishmai, maybe that'll agree with. Or maybe he holds the initial explanation, right, the one that I mentioned first, that it's fully shalom and echinami, but still it's defined as guzzle. Okay, so shuv matzasi, when you actually look up at the Ravid in Hilchos in lieu of a guzzle, that it's clear that this is the case. And what do I mean? He's explicitly mechalik. If you look at the Ravid in lieu of a guzzle, and here I think... I can see why whoever it was, I don't think it was Rav Kappa, who presented this girsa, but it isn't correct in the Ravid. You just see that from the Ravid itself. I looked it up I didn't look it up in the Kisvayat. I looked it up in a critical edition, and that guy says he looked it up in the Kisvayat. So what's the Ravid? The Ravid is this Ravid here. It says, V'gazel ha'ini time at the puzzle, this is the Ravid in Hukhazlo, ha'ini time at the puzzle, b'shar yomim mishum to have a mitzvah b'avera. Okay, v'aydarmin g'azel puzzle, garsin al b'shami, kwasi yashami v'adamim, okay. Mischazilan, so this is his explanation, the Pukta the Shmuokai, the Pliga Beyom Sheni, the Hecha the Gazlu, Vishafu Kasher, Mishum the Kanya Bashinuya, Vain Loela Damim, Vain Kamishum Mitzvah Babavera. Okay, so here's what, if you look at the edition, the Rav Kavach, he has the Ravid saying, Vavagav the Kaimelam Ba'ama Yesh Kedi Lo Kani. Okay, the problem with that, so the truth is, we know from the Ravid was familiar with the Rabbeinu Chananel. He explicitly, in Gittin, he explicitly rejects Rabbeinu Chananel. And he holds Yesh Kedi. He was familiar with exactly Shita Sabrina Tam that Yesh Kedi, really Yesh Kedi Kani, just in Hakrava, we're saying Yesh Kedi Inu Kone. But he rejects that in the Yesagos in Gittin. So I understand why you would think, so it should be Yesh Kedi Lo Kani. And presumably this is why he says that he saw in several Kisfayad, one of them had a later edition Lo. The problem is, if you have that line, it's Yesh Kedi Lo Kani, none of the rest of it makes any sense. Because this is v'afilu hachilin in mitzvah inami lin in korban pasul mishum davar mitzvah. The whole thing doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So it's a real problem. What?
Because it's obvious that you should be lo kani that it be mitzvah avera. That's why.
What does it mean to say that avagav the kaimel and bi'alma the yesh kedi lo kani v'afilu hachilin in mitzvah inami lin in korban pasul mishum davar lin mitzvah above there? What is that? What do you mean v'afilu hachi? First of all, eno kone. What do you mean? It's not saying that it's. If you say it's eno kone, it's not his. And it's not just linyan mitzvah and linyan korban. A, it's not just linyan mitzvah, linyan korban. It's for everything. You can't be mekadesh with it. B,
it's pasher, right?
Also, B, what?
You're not yotze. It's pasher there, not yotze.
Yeah, but B, not because of mitzvah bavera, but because of shalom. Okay. It's not shalom. It's not his. Okay. So it doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So when I saw this, I knew that this was not the right girsa, and I figured it's probably because somebody was uncomfortable with the fact that Ravid saying yesh kedi kani. But there's no question when you look up in there's a new critical edition of this. He has an extensive documentation at this point. It's Yesh Kedi Kani. And probably I would. I don't know if the Ravid was Chozer Bo. We know he's familiar with Rabbeinu Chananel. This formulation is straight from Rabbeinu Chananel. Or he said he did see one Ksavya, which has a different line, which is Vafagav the Yesh Misha Kaimilan, or something like that. Vasha the Ikamanda Amar. So that there are those. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbeinu Chananel. Either way, what he's saying is, "Ravagav the Kamelam be'alma Yesh Kedi Kani, v'afilu hachilin a mitzvah inami lina korban pasul mishum adavel a mitzvah b'avera." Meaning, this is not what the Yerushalmi is. Meaning, the Yerushalmi is saying, if you're kone b'shinoi, so ein lo d'alad meitzim, there's no problem mitzvah b'avera. But what do you mean? If you just look at our Gemara, this is what he sounds like saying: Yesh Kedi Kani, v'afal pichein, this pasul mishum mitzvah b'avera. So he says there's a chiluk, and his explanation is Hasim hu di isa gzela be'ina havahacha kevan d'ishtani ishtani. So I think what's clear is what happened is as follows: the Ravid essentially accepts that lishitaso, that the problem of mitzvah avera, what the issue is you can't bring a chetza shal avera, a chetza gzula, can't use that for your mitzvah. That passels in general as a klal, you could say that passels the chetza regardless of your kinyan. You could be koneit. It's still a chetza gzula. Why that is, I doubt he really held that you have to actually return the chevetz bedamim for yeish, but maybe one of the other things, right? Maybe you have a chiyah d'vas d'shemayim, maybe the fact that you're a chayv bedamim is a reflection, it's not really fully yours, or maybe he just thought, even if it's fully yours, it's still a chetza gzula. That's the basic klal, right? Adam, that was your instinct. right? There's two exceptions. One is shinui, and here he explains. Shinui, what's the, why shinui? Because ishtani, it's not the chetza. Ve'vis v'sa gazol. This is not that chavitz anymore.
And that would be for tekanis meirish also?
Tekanis meirish, no, tekanis meirish, you have to say something else. I mean, it's not the...
Like they were like,
no, what they were talking was that they cleared your problem for you. Right? We're going to... You don't have to worry about it, and I think it makes a lot of sense to say this is part of the encouraging shavim, right? This is part of being mitakin for shavim, mitakin ederech for shavim. It's not a gzela. I mean, it's to say that, you know, it's still a chetz of gzula, you can't use it for mitzvos. You can have it, but by the way, sone gezel. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sone it if you use it for mitzvah. So they said, we're clearing the way. You have a chiv damim, we're separating it, we're making it just the chov ba'ama. And the chalad demetz means you have a chov ba'ama. The thing is yours entirely, it's as if it's anything else of yours. So there's a special tekan derabanan, and a chinami, that clears the way. But what about all the other ones? I think all the other ones, no. And the truth is, so that what ends up, you're left with just in terms of how to read the Gemara. So what was his answer to the question then of Avankri? So he gives a different answer. He doesn't say what you might have expected him to say. In other words, he could have said maybe Yeish is the exception. But it's not. And I think it couldn't be. He says, regarding Avankri, that don't ask me any questions from Avankri. Why? Because Amar Ram Zenu Kum Delagabe Avankri Leka Avera. Because the Avankri actually aren't over any Avera. This is also in the Hashlama. The Hashlama cites the Balam Or, the Ika Bahu, the Bai Lamashmi Maha, this is the Hashlama, from the same base medrash as the Rebbe, right? Ika Debai Lamashmi Maha, the Chosakir of Yitzchak Bernach, meaning the Balam Or, this is a fight within the Chachmi Provence, right? Ika Debai Lamashmi Maha, that halacha is that we do not chayesh for Choshesh for Mitzvah Bavera, because after all, in these cases, what we seem to be saying is if there's shina shame, shina maisa, shina rishus, as long as you have these, then you'll be fine. What do you mean? What happened to Avera? So he says, v'lav ra'i klal, the cave in the hanu avankri lo gazlu midi, I forgot the card, he's lav mitzvah Avera. So they weren't actually gozlu. Now, what does it mean there's no Avera here? All right, it's also not clear. What do you mean there's no Avera? If you hold card in exelus, so then the chetza is in the original bailam's rishus still, meaning the things that you're cutting, the hadas, let's say, they're still in the Rishus of Bailam. Right? So in what way, why would this not be, how can you not be considered there's no Aver here? So I'm not sure. So, yeah?
Currently, the Tosos talks about that the Yush was originally by the original Gzela. So.
Yeah, but even if so, but if.
It's in abeyance, so, meaning they didn't cause the Yush. So.
Right, but it's still, but so long as, I mean, in as much as right now it's Mechubar, so there's no Yeish regard to this thing.
Lechora,
no it's as if it's within the rishus of the bailam. It could be maybe what you're saying is true. Maybe it's this unique situation where because it's right now attached and therefore there's no yayush with respect to it, but there is sort of that yayush. It's sort of there, you know, waiting for it to when it's no longer going to be mechubar. Right. So then when you make it not mechubar, so now all of a sudden the yayush applies, and just because it was sort of a yayush waiting for you, maybe there's no yayush. Maybe. I thought maybe it was more likely. That could be right. I don't know. I thought perhaps that the reason is because maybe the Avankri, it's likely that this case, I mean, before Rahuna came along, Rahuna was the one who was saying, don't take it, because they probably are. So Lechora, Avankri were no more than Shogeg. I mean, even if it really is that they were there was gzula, but they didn't intend for it to be gzula. They didn't know it was gzula, so it's probably shogeg. So maybe this rabbi is telling you that maybe a gazma shogeg is an over on gezel, like we discussed in the context of the ksos, who says that a gazma shogeg doesn't have a din of gazlan for various purposes. Maybe a gazma shogeg loik re gazlan.
Isn't that kind of what Meiri had said, that there's no mitzvah because like when I share, it's like a suffix on a suffix.
He talked about suffix.
Right,
the Ravid's not talk. The I'm saying maybe shogeg, yeah shogeg. I think maybe it's, how do you know? I mean, I think if it's because of a suffix, you can't just say like avera. I mean, what do you mean? If in fact it is guzzle, then it's an avera.
Right.
But I'm pointing out suffix just because it's clearly not going to be more than a shogeg issue. It may not be guzzle. Who knows? And even if they were aware of this fact that stam is gull, I mean, maybe they're hoping that it's not. So it's shogeg. He didn't look into it, so it's shogeg. Or maybe even you hold that gzela b'shogeg is gzela, and you're over on the gezel, but maybe it won't possible for mitzvah b'avera, right? In other words, we had said last time that one of the, in the context we were discussing this question, that maybe you would write that a gzela b'shogeg possibles Mitzvah of Avera, maybe Avera, what you'd see from here is that Avera B'Shogeg Pasul Mitzvah Avera. Again, that was in questioning why is it that Lifnei Yeyush, according to the Ramban, Lifnei Yeyush, and Rashi actually, Lifnei Yeyush, the Konim Minha Avankri, or Konim Minha, the Konim Minha Avankri would not be Yotzei with it. The assumption being in the Magen Avraham, this is Mishum Mitzvah Avera. So we say it could be that it's puzzle because it's psul chetzah and it applies even beyond. Or, right, we had mentioned, right, that maybe even if it doesn't apply beyond the gazlan, the avarian himself, but the person here's an avarian, right? It's an avera of gzela b'shogeg. And I mentioned that, you know, you get one assumption there is that avera, that gzela b'shogeg is over on gazel. And I think there's clearly rishonim that reflect that. But the other one is that, okay, so you see that gzela, that avera b'shogeg, you would have psalms of avera. Something that I'm not clear is if that's ever really discussed outside of this context. So maybe the Ravid disagrees with that point. Maybe the Ravid thinks there's no problem here. He says like avera. I'm not sure what that means. It means they're not over bechal. Or maybe it means even if there's avera, but it's not a problem. It's a bavera. Hashem sone gezel ba'olah. I mean, if you look at just you have richum and asmacham and agezel, you can understand that it's stafka for naver b'mezid. So maybe that's the reason, or whatever the reason is. The point is the Ravid doesn't say, why are you asking this question? There's no Shem Gzula anymore because you've already been koned. In Chalid Meitz and Bavad. He doesn't say that. I think we know why. Because he thought that there was still a Shem Gzula. So again, so just ultimately, just to come back, is that Lashidus, if you take the view of the problem Mitzvah Bavera as being a problem of bringing a chetzah, of using a Chetzah Shavera, then it's an open question what you say about Gazlan who's koned Lagamri before the Mitzvah. It depends on whether or not it's still the Shem Gezel persists, and it could very well be, and I think that you see in the Ravid, that he himself thought in general that it does persist. I think it was Mukrach, even if you didn't have the Ravid in Hilchos Lulav, to say that regarding Yesh Rishin Rishus. It's but you see that the Ravid said it also regarding Yesh, just in his Kutras, just based on the how he squares the Yerushalmi with the Gemara here. I still think one could have said, and maybe you could interpret the Ramban this way, that no, it's always going to be no problem because there's no Shem Gzula. L'chor Misvar, I think one might have thought, well, maybe you'll say it's always going to be a problem. Maybe the Balmor will answer. Maybe the Balmor will tell you, this is an explanation of the Balmor. Maybe the Balmor holds, like the Ravid, that the issue is Shem Gzula. He just thinks that all these cases, you still have a Shem Gzula. Right? That was your instinct entirely. Right? Just to say, b'derech klal, that you always... He doesn't accept the idea of Kinyan Meirish. He thinks that, first of all, then it would seem to be at least a machokas regarding Kinyan Meirish. They don't, the Rabbana don't clear the way. It doesn't mean, they allow you to keep it, but it's still Gzula, it's still Yevchiv Dama, maybe the Chiv Dama reflects that. And as far as these other Kinyan are concerned, Yayush, Shin Rishos, it was possible that he thinks that there's still a Shang Gzula in all these cases. And that would answer what? The fact that the Balmor actually doesn't ask from what the Ravid thought he did, namely,
Sikas.
Karka and Exelis. He doesn't ask that question. I, when I saw this, everybody quotes the Balmor as asking, and I think it's because of the Ravid. There are Rishon who asked that. That's the Tosos that the Ritva quotes. But if you actually just look at the Balmor, he doesn't ask from Karka and Exelis. And if that's the case, one can explain very simply. He thought, like the Ravid, this is a din bechetza gzula. You can't use a chetza that is defined as an avera, chetza gzula for a mitzvah. The fact that there's Karka and Exelis means that there's not going to be a problem with Mitzvah Avera, even though you're being over Avera Boba Ace, in being Tokyo Sukkos Mechavera, but it's not going to be a problem with Mitzvah Avera, Vein Zagzulu, exactly what the Ravid says. But when it comes to the rest of these things, he thinks that in all these cases, you still have a Shein Gezel entirely, even in context of Meirish, and even in the case of Shina. Okay, Ankan? So the next thing to pick up is, what?
3 weeks from now.
I don't know. Is what about Tosos' view, right? That what is a mitzvah b'aveira? It's a mitzvah which is enabled or it's done via an aveira. So where does that leave us? So that will, that will pick up with Mitzvah Shem. Yeah, I really wanted to. But what can we do?
I'm here on Sunday.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
I'm here on Sunday.